This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, October 4th. Well, pretty rough day yesterday in the cattle space, sharply lower on live cattle and feeders as the market's looking at the stock market having a rough day as well. The chaos going on in the U.S. House of Representatives is not boding well for government function. And yes, we got a debt ceiling approved. Increase approved last week, and that held off the government shutdown. But we have to do this all over again in about 40 some days. And with a different speaker in the House, it's unlikely you're going to have the same result. You know, that's the reason he's out in the first place. So the likelihood of a government shutdown just around the corner now has raised its head again. And, you know, you've got aid to Ukraine off the table, basically. That was not included in this debt package. You know, if they start losing the war, that has long and big widespread ramifications for everybody. So, you know, this isn't just about us, and it's not about gamesmanship. This is a serious situation. So the chaos in the U.S. government is creating nervousness around the whole globe, and the stock market is reflecting that. You know, a hiccup in the stocks or a hiccup in potential economic activity here certainly is going to throw a wrench into the cattle space. That was like the one thing that would disrupt this very strong bull market in cattle, as if suddenly you have an economic issue going on. And we potentially have that. It hasn't manifested yet, but, you know, the stock market is going to be the first to be a shot across the bow, and that is clearly happening. So those are the red flags that we're looking at. Fundamentally, you know, the numbers haven't changed in the cattle space. It's if demand starts to slow down, then that eases some of that bullish upside momentum. So we just have to pay, you know, very close attention, which we're going to do. But that is certainly an issue that could become a bigger problem for the cattle space. In the cash trade, just very light numbers on the dress trade, about a dollar lower than last week. So not really enough to establish a price trend for the week. Box beef values were lower yesterday. Choice down 301 at 300. Select down 139 at 276. The spread lost $1.62. We're sitting at 24.48. Movement was 130 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 128,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 253. That's 2,000 less than last week, 5,000 less than a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 2 cents. We're sitting at 252.19. So the cash is holding together pretty well. Feeder cattle auction yards are showing good interest, and values have been strong. The Fed trade, you know, for the last few weeks has really kind of been unchanged. You've just been back and forth, you know, right around that 184 level. So we don't see a lot of pressure coming from there. But with the board this week, that does give packers some room to try to press cash prices lower, which of course they're going to try to do. It just depends on how current these feedlots are and how confident they are about the economy moving forward, at least in the short term. So I would expect, you know, you're probably going to see a little more follow through to the downside, at least in the short term on the futures, because it was pretty weak yesterday and there really wasn't a lot of buying interest step up. We didn't close limit down, but we were close to it. So I would guess the markets are, you know, everybody's keeping their powder dry here. And so, you know, given the high levels that we're at, probably going to see more liquidation here. Guys is trying to bank some profits just in case things really start to melt down in the government. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.